This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the morning shift. Hanging out on this beautiful Thursday morning. Mike and Squid. Mikey P and Squid hanging out with you. I'll buy into that. You know what I mean? Mike's just such a... Everybody has the name Mike, so I'll go with Mikey P if that's what we want to do today. Shout out to all the Michigan State, Ole Miss, and Auburn fans headed in town for their Sweet 16 matchups that they start tomorrow night. Hanging out, talking about Sweet 16 all day today. I'm going to get into a tiny rant about Lucas Oil Stadium probably at some point during the show. Also got a cool mic'd up coming up later where – you know, Bo tends to brand himself as a proud American, but I have a quiz that might put him to the test coming up and mic'd up. So we'll talk about that.
Well, I think a lot of people would brand themselves as proud Americans.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
But
would too.
I don't.
We'll see.
I've taken this test.
I didn't fare very well.
I don't claim to know everything about everything in America. Just everything that I.
Well, actually, that's breaking news because I would have said that you probably. You know, you're a guy that wears your pride out there. He said, "Hey, I know everything there is to know about this country."
No, I just said I love the country. Okay. I don't know everything about it. I mean, I couldn't tell you if, you know, there's very minute details of our history that I probably don't know.
Yeah, so we'll have a lot of fun with that. Look, so last night, and I'm going to give a shout out to the Odyssey app really quick. Last night, if you want to hear it, Alex Anthopoulos visited with John Fricke. That's posted out there. Chipper Jones visited yesterday with the Steakhouse. Awesome conversation. Chipper is on a different level when it comes to some of the things he's able to talk about and the stories he's able to tell. And you can also find a conversation on there that was posted that we have had over the last couple of days about a possible six-man rotation. The morning shift tells you why the Braves are going to go with a six-man rotation once again. Well, I got good news and bad news. Yesterday, when Alex Anthopoulos visited John Fricke late last night, he was asked about the possibility of a six-man rotation, and here's what he had to say.
We're going to go with a five-man unless we feel guys need days. So right now, you can just assume that the five that we have, we're going to roll with that. So Sale gets game one and game six. So that would be normal rest. And as we have off days and so on, we're going to take advantage of those. If at some point we think we can build in a spot start. But again, that was very challenging last year. To do it, you have to take someone out of your bullpen. So you go from an 8-man bullpen to a 7. You need to have someone that has options to do it. You have to bring that spot starter up that you believe can help you win a game. Has to be good enough to do that. Have them pitch for a day, then send them back down. And again, when you go down, you're out. You're not available for 2 weeks. And then you have to bring another reliever up that you think is still viable for you for that period. So it's challenging. You need quality depth.
Yeah, what I hear is there's a lot of moving parts, but it's worth it given the circumstances around starting pitchers with the Atlanta Braves right now. Am I wrong to think that? Because here's the other side of this, and I know you're going to get to this because you've been the one standing on the mountain about the six-man rotation. But here's the other problem I have with what Alex Anthopoulos said last night. Am I to believe now that if you bring somebody up from the minor leagues to get a spot start, that now somebody in this rotation has said, hey, I might need an extra day? Because it's exactly what he said that's the plan unless we feel guys need extra days of rest.
But Phil.
Yeah.
There's very few guys that are going to say, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm not good to go. I need an extra day.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I think some of it has to do with how the schedule lines up, right? Travel, how many days you're playing in a row, what's your off day situation look like, because it could naturally, push you out a day or two based on the schedule. I understand everything you said. And that's great. So why could you do it last year and you can't do it this year? Because yeah. You had all these injuries last year. I mean, Strider was gone immediately. Don't tell me, well, you had Max Fried, because you're going to have Strider instead this year, other than the first maybe 2 weeks based on comments that he made.
Yeah.
I guess I would tell you this. Grant Holmes, you might start the season that way. I can give you that. You might start the season that way. That's great. But hear me out. Are you going to suddenly, let's just say that AJ Smith-Shawver is phenomenal, right? He's phenomenal. Good. He's so good. So good. And you're like, man, he is just, he's Spencer Schwellenbach this year, right? And you got Chris Sale, you got Lopez, and you got Strider, all of which you'd love to give them an extra day's rest. And Strider's now back. This is for the hypothetical I'm doing. So you're going to tell me that Grant Holmes can't, instead of doing a bullpen game, which is another way of doing this, Grant Holmes, you couldn't do a air quote, your own version of a bullpen game with Grant Holmes throwing 4 to 5, taking 2 to 3 days off, and then being ready for long relief, or being able to do that? Because I tend to think that you are going to want to kind of keep these guys fresh, especially with the benefits you saw from Chris Sale, the benefits you saw from Ronaldo Lopez, and the benefit you could get from it as far as young guys like Smith-Shawver and Spellenbach, along with Strider coming off the brace surgery.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm not telling you that Alex, and I always tend to believe Alex because he's very actually honest with what he's
so
he
says. He's so upfront, man. He's an open book a lot of times.
He does a phenomenal job at not telling you, not letting any like house secrets out, but at the same time being very open about what they're doing. And just like he was kind of open last year about using it. But I just tend to think when you get through April or the beginning of the season that might come off that.
Well, I agree with you, but let me play devil's advocate for Alex Anthopoulos. Let me play AA right here, and I want to get to this chipper cut before the end of this segment. But let me just say, if you're Alex Anthopoulos, and I know that this is not how it lines up because Spencer Strider is not back yet, but you're playing the first 7 days against the Padres and the Dodgers. So I think what Alex is saying is basically like if we have a 7-day stretch right now, you want Chris Sale to go against the Padres for the opener and against the Dodgers 5 days later, right? That's kind of the trajectory you're on. You don't want to push Ronaldo Lopez out of the Dodgers series and put in a bullpen game second to last. Now, again, like I said, I realize that timeline doesn't work, but I'm just using it to kind of open up what I think Alex Anthopoulos is talking about.
Well, don't to your point real quick, Mike, before we get to Chipper, don't underestimate how the season's going, how that affects that.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say you got a 4-game series with the Padres. Let's say you start 5-0 and you didn't love how Lopez's velocity was at the end of
the
start. Do you run a guy on short rest? Or do you maybe do a bullpen game? Now, the problem is coming that early in the season, is that you've got to be careful bringing someone up.
Yeah.
Because then that kind of throws off who you're sending down.
Yes.
You get that. There are things that mess with that, but I understand what he's saying and I appreciate it, but I don't know if I believe. I don't know if I can believe that yet or not.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think we've kind of been on the same page in terms of the rotation and also staying healthy. So yesterday, Tripper Jones had a chance to visit with the steakhouse, and Steak asked him, look, man, it's been World Series or bust around here for so long. What do you think the Braves will do this year?
This club, you know, in years past has said World Series or bust and whatnot. How about we go healthy 162 or bust? Last year was bust. It's time for us to say healthy. Acuna looks great, swinging the bat great. You've seen Strider come back with a couple of good starts here in spring training. He won't be long before he's back. And let's stay healthy, be hot at the right time in October, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Dude,
if you're great.
In your car, put your hands up to the good Lord right now in the car over what Tripper Jones just said. Can we just get 162 healthy, baby? Let's go.
I would take 155 healthy.
I was going to say, we're already out the door on that because Sean Murphy's going to start the year probably on the injured list.
Oh, so well.
That's out the door.
You know, I hope.
Although I have high hopes for Drake Baldwin.
I was about to say, I tend to believe Drake Baldwin's going to be talked about in here like we talked about Michael Harris at one point. You know, after Michael Harris came up and had that phenomenal season, I think he played like 118 games his rookie year or something like that. I know he popped up and just, boom, took off. And he came up earlier than we thought he would. I just tend to think Drake Baldwin is going to be that dude. And Sean Murphy, while he's like, hey, I got rid of Travis, it's my year. And then boom, you get a broken rib, and now it's Drake Baldwin, and you're gonna have to share playing time with him. But Chipper's so spot on, and this is a guy that has been on great teams, been on World Series teams, World Championship teams, as far as, you know, winning the World Series. Staying healthy is it, dude. That is it, because when you stay healthy, the lineup is so much deeper than we realize when they're healthy.
Yeah.
And there are not a lot of teams you can say that. You know, maybe the Dodgers, the Mets now. The Phillies lineup is getting older. I know we're going to have Keith Law on at 8:40, MLB writer for The Athletic, and Law put out his predictions. And, well, it's good for the Braves. And one of the things he wrote about the Phillies was their lineup is aging. And these lineups, it's why Alex lets guys walk out the door, because as much as we wanted to keep Freddie and Dansby and Max Fried, etc., the problem is when you get so many guys 32 or older, 33 and older, and it starts going away, now you got
not only that, that are, you know, and a guy like Bryce Harper, how many years does he have left on his contract? What, 7? I mean, something insane like that.
Might be more than that.
Yeah, I mean, like, so yeah, to your point, when you get guys that old that also are under contract for a really long time, for a lot of money, you know, that starts to become an issue. Hey, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, you know what? J.J. McCarthy, is he or isn't he the starter in Minnesota?
I don't know.
I mean, it seems to be that he doesn't think he might have gotten the job yet.
Mm.
Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons. Call 8664 Seasons.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squidbilly, alongside the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. Or as he was, I think he's, we do have a lot of mics around here. You know what's funny is, so I don't talk a lot about work at home.
Interesting.
Because I do, believe it or not, I like to leave things where they are. I leave work trying to kind of in my mindset's a little bit different.
Sure, I don't want to bring it home with you.
And to the same thing, and it's not a knock on my wife. I don't bring my wife to work, or I don't bring her to games that I do. Like I'm doing a Falcons game. Oh yeah, come. You know, I just separate because it allows me to compartmentalize better and kind of submerge myself, submerse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't speak language very well. In the situation, but if I do talk about work, I'll be like, "Yeah, Mike did this," and she'll be like, "Well, you have and do work with multiple Mikes," and I go,
"No doubt."
No, I say you knew I was talking about Mike Johnson.
Yeah,
she goes, "Well, I don't know. You produced Mike Bell for like 15 years." Mike Conti is your direct boss and your assistant program. She's like, so how would I know? And I'm like, oh, yeah. But she knows who I talk about when I say, like, Dylan or Day-Day.
Yeah.
She knows, like, there's only one of those guys.
Yeah.
And it's even confusing for some people, for the listeners right here, because there's me, Bo, and then there's BJ, Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
And I've literally had people tweet me before and say, man, I thought you were a Falcons fan talking about the Saints. And I said, wrong Bo altogether.
Wrong Bo.
That's Cajun Bo. That's Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
And it's so, it's just weird how we got to get, can we call you MJ?
I'll tell you, I'll go with Mikey P. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But yeah, I mean, it's so funny. For the longest time, I went by Michael. And I remember before I went to college, I was like, no, I don't want to go by Michael. And there's still people that go by Michael and that are of my age and older, and that's fine. But Mike is fine with me. Mikey P, I don't care, man. All-American, like you like to say, whatever you want to call it. I'm here for it, man. Whatever I have to do to separate myself. How about that?
I guess women, the Grand – have you seen this Grand Canyon coach for the women's coach for Grand Canyon?
You mean my alma mater?
I think – is it Molly Miller,
Let's
right?
Go.
She left they jumped jobs, and obviously in the women's hoops game too. She left Grand Canyon after getting them to the NCAA tournament. Now she's at Arizona State.
Yeah, she didn't have to move far. I'm pretty sure they're both like down the street from one another.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Grand Canyon, yeah, it's in Phoenix, so yeah, she's down the street. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, first of all, I got my master's degree at Grand Canyon University. Shout out, let's go Antelopes. Let's go Lopes. You know, put them up, put the ears up. It's all good. It's kind of like a Wolfpack
thing. You had
two
teams in the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, I had two teams of three. Yeah, they actually played each other last year, I think, at some point in the season. I was like, yeah. But Grand Canyon is a, don't get it twisted, a for-profit university. So I don't feel sorry for anybody left to try to go to another university. But, yeah, she's definitely made waves here recently, that's for sure.
All right. Yeah, so there is plenty of action tonight. The tournament kicks off tonight. What, it's 7, I believe 7:09 would be Alabama. And
BYU.
And BYU. Is that on the we have Hawks game tonight, don't we?
We do. So yeah. The Hawks will be on 92.9, and then the NCAA tournament action will be on News and Talk WAOK.
Attaboy, Dylon. Thanks for doing that. All right, let's get to the in the huddle. All right, Falcons news first. The Jake Matthews extension has been reported now on how much money it saved the team against the cap this year. It's officially been put out there. I think we all kind of knew, but and I think I even said it on here, but it was $8.5 million. However, they have done other moves, Michael.
Okay.
P.
Fill me in.
To create more cap space. And this is what we were telling you when they don't, they don't have money. And I kept hearing people say, they've only got this money to spend. And it was just, oh, the sky is falling. Well, they converted $12.5 million of A.J. Terrell's salary this year to a bonus. And they did the exact same thing with Chris Lindstrom, reducing $10 million for each. So they saved $10 million on AJ's. They saved $10 million of Lindstrom's. That's how they were able to make some of these moves. Because I had heard they had like less than $10 million. I heard people saying they had less than $10 million. And then they signed Leonard Floyd to a $10 million deal. And then they signed somebody else to this deal. And this guy.
How much do they have now?
So now they have just less than $100,000 under 12. So they have $12 million in cap space. They need... A regular rookie class will be anywhere from like 6 to 9, around 10. I know you said earlier.
Yeah, 5.4 is what Spotrac is reporting we need for our current picks.
Which is a first, a second, a fourth, and 2 7s.
That's correct. Yeah. Which is less money than almost anybody in the draft.
Which is not a bad thing. But look, that could go up. You could trade back into the first round.
Yeah, it could definitely go up.
And that could go up. You could trade back. You could find a way to get back in the second round. You could trade back in the first round and get 2 seconds, so it could go up.
Help me update Falcons fans, because I think you do a good job of keeping track of this. If you have 5.4 right now slotted for your rookie class, let's just say they don't move around in the draft, how much do the Falcons usually try to keep as a bumper when they get to the regular season, just in case, due to injury or whatever else, they need to sign another free agent?
There's different philosophies, but I can tell you they'll want to keep around, you know, five at least, six, just depending on that emergency. And you can always do things to create more. You know, you don't know if they trade Kirk after. I'm just going to say that I don't think Kirk Cousins is going anywhere until after June 1st. So that's,
oh, there's no doubt. Yeah.
That's part of it as well. That would create. If they made a trade after June 1st, that would create cap space.
Yeah.
So, and remember, you can carry over cap space too.
Yeah.
Which is why they had 285 to begin with this year and not the 279 too, which was reported by everyone. So there's multiple things that you can do to create that. All right. Remember when we heard from JJ McCarthy and he was like, you know, they haven't told me I'm the starter yet, blah, blah, blah. Well,
yeah, I had that hungry mindset. I don't know if I'm that guy.
The GM, Adofa Mensah, of the Vikings said, look, that's what we want to happen, and that's the outcome we think we're headed towards. But for me to sit here and say that anything's 100% forever, that's just not the job. We're responding to scenarios and different information as it comes. So obviously, things can change. Right now, we're really happy with our room, quarterback room, and we're going to look to upgrade it in different ways.
Wow.
So if this falls through with Aaron Rodgers, I think they could open the door.
Wow.
If J.J. McCarthy struggles and doesn't look healthy, I don't know if it's out of the realm of possibility that they don't open the door to go bring back a guy like Kirk Cousins if he would waive his no-trade clause for one. But
I dare you, Minnesota. I'd triple dog dare you.
I'm not saying it would happen. I'm just saying, but there's all, you know. So I think, again, we get so this is what's going to happen doesn't necessarily mean it.
Yeah, when I think of this, it just screams Aaron Rodgers. And I know that he said we're going to upgrade it in other ways, but it just is like, oh, you know, until he tells us no, we'll just put the possibility out there of that we'd love to have J.J. McCarthy sit behind Aaron Rodgers for another year. It just screams Aaron Rodgers and nobody. And I realize that we can upgrade the quarterback room in other ways. Okay, you can bring in, it's Flacco still out. You can still bring in a guy like that that's going to bring a veteran present that can start the season as a backup. But I think that he's being honest when he says we're comfortable moving forward with what we've got. I really do. Yeah, they've been playing J.J. McCarthy highlights nonstop on television for the last couple of days because of this news. He's got it all. Though from what I've seen in the small action he had in preseason last year, he's making some incredible throws, has some pocket presence. He even got hit under the chin by our boy Divine Diablo in one of those clips on a blitz on a green dog, but was able to deliver the ball on time. So,
it's going to be so much fun here in West called Divine Diablo's name. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, wait, when he makes, you know, if he's out here making big plays, you hope. Real quick, Do you want more kickoffs? Yes or no?
Yes, if it means the Falcons score more points.
I'm going to treat you like they do it. Yes or no?
I want more kickoffs for the Falcons. That's the answer.
And, well, the new they're proposing to make a change to the rule that really just came into effect last year. Because remember, that was under a probationary period. So if they have to get so much percentage of votes to basically make it official and like a rule for the season. But they're trying to tweak it to where they all touchbacks come to the 35-yard line.
I'm in favor
And they
of that.
Estimate that would that would create 60% to 70% of the kickoffs will be returned.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that, man. I want to see more returns. It's one of the most exciting plays in football, and that's what they want as well. I think they understand that. We don't want the kickoff to be removed from NFL football. We want it to be a bigger part of NFL football, and in a safe way. I think they're moving in the right direction. I think it'll pass, and hopefully it turns out to be a good thing for the NFL next year. All right, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, I got a bone to pick with the people of Indianapolis about this Sweet 16. I'll tell you why. And also, we got a special mic'd up. I got a quiz for Bo. Let's see if he can pass it with flying colors or just 6 out of 10, which seems to be a passing grade. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift, hanging out here live on this Thursday morning, headed into a beautiful sports weekend. Got opening day, the Atlanta Braves taking on the San Diego Padres. Out at Petco Park. That'll be just after 4 o'clock today. We also got Sweet 16 kicking off today with the Alabama-BYU matchup. That's coming up at 7:09 tonight. I also have my fantasy baseball draft tonight. That'll be interesting slash exciting.
Why is it so late?
I know. What do you mean? Oh, because it's kind of hard to get everybody on the same page. I like it later in the spring because I have drafted guys that have been injured in spring training. I'm like, let's just wait till opening day. Yeah. So, and everybody wanted to do it on a Thursday this
but
year.
But you're going to have games.
Yeah, I mean, your games are going to be played. That doesn't
really matter,
I guess. I'm not sure who your commissioner is, but that's some –
wink, wink, wink.
That's some bad management of the league.
I don't know how many fantasy titles y'all have won, but if you are drafting guys based off of, I don't know, 2 hours of baseball or whatever it may be tonight – You got bigger issues.
I just think
you got bigger issues.
It's just malpractice.
Well, 162 games that you're going to base off maybe two innings.
It's not about that. It's about the to me, you want to start before a season because, I mean, even last night would have been fine. I can't really get into the Dodgers Cubs thing. It was two games. It was like a week and a half before
over in Tokyo.
The season starts.
Sure.
But I think there's something beautiful about the fact that maybe you draft this player with your first overall pick, you know, maybe yesterday, right? And then he goes out and has a season-ending injury the next day, and that guy's just...
Then there's something beautiful about that.
Not about the guy getting hurt.
I know.
But about the fact that...
There's nothing beautiful about
that. But, you know, you're bragging, yeah, man, I got that pick. You're like, hey, you're bragging now, tough guy? But see, now you give people an outlay. Well, I know he got hurt, so I'm going to... I just think you... That's... To me, managing a fantasy baseball might be the hardest to do.
It is. It's tough.
So managing that roster is an art form. I don't want to give anybody any advantages.
Yeah.
Any. Because it's already super tough.
Okay, but let me play the flip side. And we got to get through this really quick. But let me give you the flip side. Guy pulls his hammy. First week of spring training, he's going to start the season on IL. How far does he fall? And at what point are you willing to say, man, I can draft him in the 6th round, but I won't get him till mid-May, but he could possibly come back and hit about 30 taters when he does come
back. Dude, it doesn't matter with good players.
No.
We don't even know Shohei Ohtani's going to pitch at all this year
for the
Dodgers now because he was starting to ramp up. He kind of tempered it down a little bit. That said, he still was off the board in my draft as a pitcher and a hitter because we have him.
Yeah,
we have him separated as a hitter and a pitcher in the Yahoo.
We have keepers in our league. We have 6 keepers per team, so he's off the board.
A lot of them. That's a full dynasty.
We've been, and this is our 17th year of the league, so it just continues to roll on. Like Mike Trout's been on the same team every single year, and we just, that's the way we do it. That's the way we prefer it. Jump on a guy early if you think I might draft Drake Baldwin in the first round. You know what I mean?
You know
I
got
to keep him forever.
You know I got him on my team.
Do you?
Yeah, I got him and Sean Murphy, which the. The Murphy thing was just kind of
I was late
getting to a catcher. All right, I'll be honest.
All right, so real quick before we get to mic'd up, which I think is going to be a lot of fun, we're going to feature something Daniel Suarez had to do, one of the NASCAR drivers. Lucas Oil Stadium is going to be the host of one of these Sweet 16. I hate that. I hate that. I don't know if you have a problem with it. I love the fact that when they're in Atlanta this weekend, I get it for a Final Four. Lucas Oil Stadium will host a Final Four next year in Indianapolis. I hate the fact that they're playing in a football stadium for the Sweet 16. I get that you can sell 20,000 more tickets. That's fine. But I hate that they're doing it in a football stadium, man.
So I don't. There's multiple things I don't like. For one, I think it's dumb that you have 70,000 people watching a basketball game like that, where there's half the audience can't even see. They can barely see the floor. They're so far away. The other thing I don't like is the elevated court. I don't like guys running up. I know that they give you plenty of space and nothing's happened, but it just feels like something bad one day is going to happen with that elevated floor. You know,
might gotta go tumbling off the side, Shaquille O'Neal style.
The other thing I would say is I've heard guys talk about this. I don't know. I've never shot basketball in a stadium before.
Yes,
but it can throw off shooters. And so to me, to your point, again, I feel like it just like the rules where if it's a rule for 38 minutes of a basketball game, why would it not be in the last 2 minutes? Same thing with if you've played every game all year in a arena that is a basketball type arena, why would you go then to a stadium just to sell more tickets? Don't miss me with the why about, you know, fans and money and all and all that goes into it. It's about the integrity of the game for me.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. All right, before we get the mic, let me explain what we're doing here. All right, so NASCAR is making a trip this summer down to Mexico City. They're going to do an international race for the first time in forever. I could not tell you. Autodromo Mexico Hernando, I think. Hermando is the name of it. The place they're going to be running. So there was a feature, and I did a deep dive yesterday on Daniel Suarez, a Mexican driver in NASCAR's Cup Series, and he actually became a U.S. citizen this summer. I thought it was really, really cool. He kind of went through the entire process, talked about it being a special day. Steve Phelps, actually, who's the president of NASCAR, did the oath ceremony when Daniel Suarez did it. But I was interested to know that there is actually a 10-question quiz that's given at the ceremony. So we're going to ask Bo to do it. Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 car, this past summer became a United States citizen. He was talking about how excited he was, and now he's excited to take the NASCAR Cup Series back to his home in Mexico City and have them be featured down there. It's going to be a big, big deal this summer for NASCAR's Cup Series. So they gave him a 10-question quiz about U.S. history and U.S. civics. And I think that Bo is going to fare pretty well. You have to pass 6 out of 10 of these
know.
In order to be able to do it.
I was never good at civics. I enjoyed history because I enjoyed learning about the things that had happened. But geography and civics and that algebra and all that stuff, I'm just not very good at it.
Dylan,
economics.
Can we drum up some special music maybe for Mr. America over here?
Oh, Hulk Hogan's here. Oh my God! Hulk Hogan is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Man, what are you talking about? You talking about a guy who fell off. And the more people found out about Hulk Hogan, the worse it was for Hulk Hogan.
It was. And some of his quotes in court, definitely not something you want on the record.
His quotes, how he treated other people, he would never really put anybody over in wrestling. You know, that's like basically losing. Like even I go back, I know we got to get to this. But I always go back to when the Ultimate Warrior beat him for the title, like at WrestleMania like 5 or 7 or something. And like Hogan didn't even stay under the pin for long enough. Like he like jumped out of it. Like he's a very selfish human being. Anyways, I digress.
All right. Well, look, so I took this test myself to see how well I could do it. And I got 6 out of 10. And it was tough.
Is that passing?
Yeah. Daniel Suarez was saying you got to get 6 out of 10 in order to pass.
You can't go
50%.
I know. It's
way tougher than I thought it was going to be. All right.
It's never a good test taker, Dylan.
Here's where we're going to start. Question number one: who is the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? And this is multiple choice. Principal author of the Declaration of Independence: Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, or Alexander Hamilton.
I fear Bo may be cooked.
Yeah.
Where's Herbie Hancock at?
Yeah.
Ask one more time. Give me the choices one more time.
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton.
See, I want to say John Adams, but I always know Benjamin Franklin was writing it. So I don't know. Benjamin Franklin?
That's going to be an...
Who was
Dylan,
it?
Get the buzzer lined up for this man.
Who was it?
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Thomas Jefferson.
I don't know. They're all the same, I thought.
All right, question number two. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
There he goes. We're one for one, ladies and gentlemen.
What a general
George Washington.
He was.
All right. This is where I started to get astray a little bit. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Who was the U.S. president during World War I? The U.S. president during World War I. I had to do some thinking here. All right. Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, or JFK?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson is correct. Nice work, my friend. I can't remember if I got that one right the first time around. There it is, Dylan. All right, question number four. When was the U.S. Constitution written? When was the U.S. Constitution written? Is it A, 1776, B, 1787, C, 1796, or D, 1804?
The second one was 87.
1787 was B, 1796, C, 1804, D.
I'm going to go with 87.
87 is correct. Attaboy. All right, we're off and running now. Question number five. How many years is a U.S. senator's term? How many years is a U.S. senator's term?
It seems to be unlimited.
two, four, six, and eight is the options.
Oh,
two, four, six, and eight. How many years is a U.S. senator's term?
I used to think they were... I think they're six.
That is correct, my friend. You are off and running. You're almost already passing. You're almost already passing. It's impressive so far. How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution? Is it 10, 22, 27, or 30? How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution? 10, 22, 27, and 30?
27.
You are correct, my friend. We are one away from you passing this quiz. Let's see what we got here. This is you can look at this one if you want to. Which of these states does not border Canada? And it actually has pictures if you want. I'll show them to you. But is it A, Alaska, B, Maine, C, North Dakota, D, Michigan, E, Montana, or F, Oregon? Alaska, Maine, North Dakota, Michigan, Montana, or Oregon. One of these does not.
Let me see this map thing, but I think I know my answer.
So there is one highlighted right now because I've been through this before. That's not the one. So I'll take one off the board for you if you want to look at the map. Yeah, it's just got outlines of the states. If you can't see it, obviously, right now, but it's just outlines of what the states look like. If you've ever seen Alaska or Maine or Michigan.
I'm going to go with, I want to say Oregon, but the little tail goes, but I'll say Maine.
Maine is...
Was it Oregon?
It was Oregon.
Damn,
man.
I knew I should have went with Oregon.
Oregon. All right, let's try this one. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? Is it Texas, Louisiana, California, Florida, Maine, or Alaska?
The Louisiana Purchase.
That's the Louisiana Purchase. My man, you got it. Question number nine, which branch of the government makes federal laws? Which branch of the government makes federal laws? Legislative, executive, or judicial?
I think that's, I don't think we know anymore, but legislative?
Legislative is correct, my friend. Legislative is correct. And question number 10, which is not one of the rights or freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment? Which is not one of the rights or freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution? Is it speech, religion, assembly, press, petition the government, or bear arms?
Spare arms.
All right, man, that's pretty good. How many did we get wrong? Two? How many did we get wrong? Two?
Yeah, you only got two wrong. That's an 80% solid B for Bo Morgan.
How many did you get when you did the test?
I got 6 out of 10.
I'm a better American than you.
Yeah, you are. You are sleeping on yourself, my friend. Very impressive work, man. So shout out to Daniel Suarez. And I know that was a special moment. I did a deep dive down in the driver of the 99 car for Trackhouse Racing. He is SVG's teammate now.
That was more fun than I thought because you just remember how much you – just knowledge that just things you know, you
yeah,
pop
you remember
in
back
head.
On your high school
yeah.
civics classes. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to whoever your civics teacher
Bo was
is,
paying attention in those in those classes.
If you don't like tests, How do you feel about predictions? Because Dylan has questions, and he wants us to predict the future of the Atlanta Braves season.
Oh, let's do it.
We'll have that next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and...
Yes, yeah!